الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Instead of going to the usual introduction, I'm just going to go right into the topic for today. The subject for today will be on Adam. Adam, which is the first man that was created by Allah, and then later on Eve or Hawa, his wife was created. And so let's just get into it, because most faiths, they revere or they mention Adam in some kind of way. They recognize that Adam was the first man. I'm not saying all faiths do and all faiths don't, but I'm just mentioning that most faiths, they recognize Adam as being the first man of created by Allah. And so let's get into it. A lot of what I'm going to be talking about is coming from Quran, and everyone should have a copy of Quran in front of them. That's the text that's required for this class. Or you can even go to Quran.com, Quran.com, and follow along with me. And it's free if you have your phone or you on your computer or some type of device. You'll be able to pull up Quran.com and follow along with what I'm saying in this class. And so in chapter 2, verse 30, again, chapter 2, verse 30, and so Allah says, "And when your Lord said unto the angels," the angels were created from light. Man was created from clay, dirt, and Shaitan or the jinn, they're created from smokeless fire. So you understand, and Allah could just create everyone from the same thing, but Allah chose to do it that way, and we leave it there. And so again, in chapter 2, verse 30, it mentions, "And when your Lord said unto the angels, look, lo, I am about to place a vicegerent in the earth. They said, will you place therein one who will do harm therein and will shed blood? While we, in our hymn, your praise and sanctify you." He said, "Surely I know that which you know not." And so Allah encouraged the angels to, he told the angel, "Look, this is what I'm going to do." He could have just said, "Okay, do it and that's it." But he told the angel, "What I'm getting ready to do is create vicegerent, or get ready to create man in the earth." And then they said what they said to him. And so let's move on from there. And so in chapter 4, verse 1, that's chapter 4, verse 1, and it mentioned, "O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord, who created you from a single person, and from him, Adam, he created his wife, Hawa, and from them both, he created many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights. And do not cut relations of the wound," meaning kin. "Surely Allah is ever and all watcher over you." So this is what Allah is saying. What he created a single Adam, and he created Eve, and And then, of course, we came from Adam and Eve. We all having the same mother and father, or same beginning. And also, Allah is emphasizing for us not to cut a relationship from the womb, or cut a relationship with our relatives. It's not allowed in Islam to cut relationship ties. I know sometimes your relatives may be the ones that mainly get on your nerves or bother you a lot, something like that. But we can't cut ties. I'm not going to talk to her anymore. I'm going to cut her out my will, that kind of thing. This is something Islamically we are not allowed to do, and we are encouraged to keep family ties. So then what happened after that? Allah commanded the angels to bow down to Adam. And amongst the angels was Iblis, Shaitan. Some people call him the devil. And so when he said to the angels, bow down before Adam, they all bowed down. They obeyed Allah. They listened to what Allah had to say, and they did what Allah says. And so there's an ayah in Quran where it talks about Yusabbihunal Layla wan Nahar Yaftusun. I'm sorry. And so in this particular ayah, that he mentioned that they glorify Allah, meaning the angels glorify Allah, in the evening and at night, and they do not la yefturun, and I should have said that earlier, la yefturun, which they do not waver or slacken in their obedience to Allah and worship of Allah. And I mention that because Allah told the angels to bow down. Everyone before them to bow down. The angels bow down. And they obeyed Allah. They do not slack. But the Shaitan, he had another thing going on with him, and had a mindset, I'm not going to do it. And so here in verse 17, Allah's chapter 17, verse 61, Allah said, when we said to the angels, bow down before Adam, they all bowed down, but not Iblis, not the devil. He retorted, why should I bow down to someone you have created out of clay? Clay, dirt, they created us out of this thing. And he said, why should I bow down to something like that? And that was his arrogant way. And so we had the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, one of his companions, he said, and as reported, Allah's Messenger as saying, when Allah fashioned or created Adam in paradise, he left him as long as God wished to leave him. Then Iblis began to visit him and consider what kind of being he was. And when he saw that he had a hollow space within, he recognized that he had been created as being not possessed of self-control. So in other words, from all that Iblis went inside and outside of Adam and just saw nothing there, and had no respect whatsoever for Adam, and he recognized that Adam did not possess self-control. And so let me move on from there. And so in chapter 7, verse 12, and it mentioned, Allah said, what prevented you, O Iblis, that you did not prostrate yourself when I commanded you? Iblis said, I am better than him, Adam. You created me from fire, and him you created from clay. There was an arrogant way. This is what Iblis said to Adam, the devil said to, I said to Allah, when Allah asked him, what prevented you from prostrating? I commanded you, everyone, all of you, to prostrate to Adam. And the Iblis or the devil said, no, I'm not going to prostrate to him. There's nothing there. You created me from fire, smokeless fire. I'm better than him. And you created him from dirt, from clay. I walk on this kind. The walking on this mire is from me. And so, to move on in that same chapter, chapter 7, verse 19. And O Adam, dwell you and your, Allah saying to Adam, O Adam, dwell you and your wife in paradise and eat from wherever you will, but do not approach this tree, lest you be among the wrongdoers. Adam and his wife can go anywhere at all, eat whatever they want, but they're not to touch that tree that Allah told them not to touch. But what did they do? And Allah also mentioned in chapter 20, verse 117, and he warned Adam and his wife. So we said, Adam, this is an enemy to you and to your wife, meaning Iblis, or the devil. So let him not expel you from paradise, lest you should get into trouble. He told him, you know, this guy, he's not to be trusted. He is an enemy. He may get you expelled. Don't let him get you expelled from the paradise. But what happened? In chapter 20, verse 120. But Shaitan seduced him, meaning Adam, saying, Adam, so I direct you to a tree of eternal life. And an abiding kingdom. And so what did Adam do? He was persuaded by the Shaitan. Shaitan, don't keep coming to you and coming to you and coming to you until you finally give in. And you all know what I'm talking about, because maybe some of you all experienced this. That the Shaitan will come to you over and over and over again, trying to persuade you to do something. But the interesting thing about this is that Shaitan whispers and whispers and whispers. But Shaitan cannot make you do anything. In other words, Shaitan can't take your hand and make you touch something or steal something you're not supposed to touch or steal. Or look at something you're not supposed to look at. Or walk towards something that you're not towards to walk towards. And so we have to be very, very careful not to fall into the trap of being persuaded by Shaitan. Because on the day of judgment, Allah will ask Shaitan. He said, you know, look, did you make him do such and such? Did you make her do such and such? And Shaitan's going to say, you know, no, I didn't do that. I didn't make them walk to that thing or touch that thing or eat that thing or drink that thing or have sex with that individual out of wedlock. I did not do that. And Shaitan would be right, because Shaitan did not make you do and cannot make you do anything. If you do something, it'll be on you to do that thing wherever it may be. You do it on your own. You're persuaded, and you may be pushed in that direction, not physically pushed. Persuaded to, and that's how you're being pushed. And then you may give up or give in and make up excuses in your head that, okay, well, all right, why not? No one else is looking. They can't see me take such and such thing. And so Shaitan knew this, and that man did not have self-control. And so, in the last verse I want to read to you, which will be from chapter 20, verse 121. And again, before I read this last verse, In your Quran, look in chapter 20. And a lot of what I'm talking about is located there. Basically, the creation of Adam, Allah telling the angels and those before him to bow to Adam. All these things I'm talking about, you can find this in chapter 20, up into around verse 20, 23 or so. And so you can read this on your own or reread what I'm talking about. So let me read this last one. It's going to be chapter 20, verse 121. So they both ate from the tree, and then their nakedness was exposed to them, prompting them to cover themselves with leaves from paradise. So Adam disobeyed his Lord, and so lost his way. And of course, Allah cast Adam, Eve, and of course, Shaitan from the paradise. And then I want to ask something that Shaitan asked. He said, you know, look, Allah, you know, give me respite. You know, don't do anything to me. Just I'm going to mislead all those that mislead from the path, from Sirat al-Mustaqim, from the straight path. I'm going to get them to follow me. And then Allah said to Shaitan, he said, look, okay, you can get some of them to follow you, but they all will not follow you. Yes, you can get some of them on Sirat al-Mustaqim, meaning the straight path to Allah, but you're going to persuade them, but you will not be able to get all of them because they're going to be a group of people that are going to hold on to that rope of Allah and not going to give up no matter what. And these are the small group of people that's going to raise up and hold fast to Allah and Allah's guidance. And I pray, Allah, that we all are part of that small group that's going to hold on to the rope of Allah and stay on Sirat al-Mustaqim, stay on that straight path, no matter how much the Shaitan is going to try to persuade us, or Iblis is going to try to persuade us to go the wrong way. I want to mention something to you all. Each one of us have five. So what's the five I'm talking about is that we all have one devil, if you will, a Kareem, a devil, assigned to us to try to persuade us. Because we're all going to be tested. We're not just going to be in this earth and not going to be tested. So we all going to be tested. And so we have assigned to us a Shaitan, if you will, that's with us all the time and persuading us to do wrong. It's up to us to decide if we're going to go, when we get to that fork in the road of good and bad, are we going to the right towards good, or are we going to the left towards bad? That's our choice to make. We're going to go to all kinds of, we're going to be in front of all kinds of forks in the road. It's up to you to decide, which way am I going? Am I going to the right way and stay on the path towards Allah? I'm going going on the wrong way and heading towards the Jahannam or the hellfire. Then that's number one we have with us, each one of us. And we have two. We have an angel on our right shoulder, and the angel on our right, on our left shoulder, angel on our right shoulder writing down our good deeds, and angel on our left shoulder writing down our bad deeds. And they are always with us and around us. And so that's what we have with us. And so we can't get away with anything. Allah can see a black ant on a black rock on a black night, so he knows everything that you do. And the last thing I want to mention, the other two are protective angels. We all have two of them. They protect us from harm that is not decreed. For example, if it's not decreed for an ant to crawl into your ear, then the ant won't do that. Or for an animal to attack us, then these angels will protect us from these animals' attack or insect going to our ear. But anything that is decreed, and the Qadr, that's Q-A-D-R, the Qadr, that's something that is written to happen to us, then what happens is that they get out the way and they let that thing that thing happened to us. They have absolutely no control over that. So we all have the five with us. One shaitan or devil that persuade us and go the wrong direction. We have two angels, one on our right, one on our left, writing down the good and bad deeds. And then we had two protective angels that protect us from harm or from things that are not qadr, are already written for to happen to us. I just want to mention that's an aside from what we're talking about, because the subject today was about Adam. And so you want more information about Adam, you go to the local mosque and ask the imam or the leadership there, can you tell me more about Adam? You can open up your Quran and you can go to chapter 20 and just read through chapter 2, the verses from 1 through 125 or so. It's somewhere around there, and you get even a better understanding of Adam and his creation and what happened to him and to his wife in the paradise, and why they no longer were residents of paradise. Yeah, I've been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.